Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Annie turned down going out on a date last night, not because it was a progressive jazz metal band or because it was last minute, but because she loves The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
Annie's obsessed. She gets the traffic right. Annie's obsessed. Don't call her Monday night. The president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know, don't get her started on Supermarket Joe. Annie's obsessed. Bachelorette edition.
I mean, it says right there, don't call her Monday night. Yeah. I don't know how many, much more obvious I can get.
Yeah. You come with a warning label.
I really do.
You come with your own jingle warning.
All right, guys, we're on week two. All right, y'all, roll tide. We are back.
It's enough already.
Little recap for you guys. Hannah Brown, aka Alabama Hannah, is our bachelorette. And there's still way too many dudes. I'm pretty sure there's like 17 Mike, 6 Adams. I don't know. I just really miss old Matt Donald. Shout out. We kick off the episode with our first group date. We got ourselves a beauty pageant judged by none other than the best drags. Do you guys remember Miss J from our America's Next Top Model?
Of course.
The queen of the catwalk. I know my boy, John Paul Jones, can crush some heels on a runway. So the men prepare their speedo walk and their talents. We got yo-yos, we got unicycling, and Jed, my beautiful Jed, serenading.
She keeps calling me in with that smile, with that smile. Oh. I think I just kinda stay a while, and body in love night, she may be mine. I'll be your Mr. Right, girl.
Okay.
Hey, Annie, Luke Bryan over here. Could you send that boy to American Idol for next season? Because he's got some pipes.
It could be your Mr. Right.
All right.
I was having such a good time watching this until Mr. Chad Tuckett himself
what?
Had to go and make me want to put my head through my TV. Luke P is the woat. That's worst of all time for all the olds out there.
Thank you, because I didn't know what it was.
I think his bloodstream is just pure protein powder and girls' tears. He pulls the craziest move of all time.
And Hannah, I can't believe I'm saying this right now. This is pretty crazy because it's so soon. But I can't hide it, Hannah. I'm genuinely starting to fall in love with you.
Stop. Bro, you spent 2 hours with her and you love her?
Huh?
Everyone else is twirling batons and crushing some puppet action, and you decide your talent is lying?
I thought you were going to say crushing beers, and that would have been a talent.
That would have been mine. Listen up, Lukey Pie. I know a slithery little creature when I see one. I dodge snakes like you every weekend in Southie. I'm going to need you to get off my television program. But sadly, Hannah is manipulated by his muscles and speech full of lies, and he wins the Mr. Right pageant.
What?
I would like justice for Jed the Songbird at this time.
I feel like she's just picking the bad ones on purpose.
It's terrible.
Yeah, she's just trolling.
She keeps calling me in with that smile, with that smile. I think I just kinda stay a while.
Okay.
And body in love night, she may be mine. I'll be your Mr. Right, girl.
I don't know how I know the words.
98 Degrees sang that song, I think, in 2001.
The first one-on-one of the season goes to Tyler G. I need to send out a formal apology to everybody. I was sleeping on Tyler G. I am team swoon over here.
Okay.
This man is not a snack, but a full course meal at some bougie steakhouse in town. And he's nice. Wholesome Tyler for the win. The second group date is so brutal to watch. They were playing roller derby. Bodies are flying everywhere. Some guy broke his ankle. Probably not broke his ankle, but you know the drama with men. And that wasn't the worst part. Not even close. Cam, who was not invited on the group date, decided he was a little bored at the house and he was going to crash anyways. the rest of the fellas were not too happy. So one of the guys goes out and confronts him while he's doing an interview and is like, bro, you can't do this. And he's like, well, she said she didn't want a passive man. She wanted an aggressive man. And he's like, so every time there's a group date and you're not invited, you're just going to show up?
I love it when they do that.
So, you know.
Excuse me, can I just get a few minutes here?
Hey, can I steal her for a minute? So Cam has officially solidified himself as the villain of the season, besides Luke.
And
what about John Paul Jones?
No, John Paul Jones is a gem.
Stop
He's just a little creepy.
He speaks in the third person,
what?
Annie.
Yeah, but he's not a villain.
We call him by a serial killer name, John Paul Jones.
Have you seen his eyeballs? Close together?
You guys should have seen him in the Speedo. It was a sight. On the unicycle, by the way, because of course he was the one on the unicycle. The rose ceremony is an even bigger dumpster fire. Shout out Kennedy. Her decisions are scaring me. She keeps Cam, the garbage day crasher.
Oh, boy.
And Lukey P.
Oh, my God.
The biggest Delta Bravo.
She's a troll, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Oh, she is. The biggest Delta Bravo Mike Fleiss has ever put on this show.
That's saying something.
And I'm about to hang it up.
Okay.
JK, you know I could never. I don't know what I would do with my life. Coming up next week, we finally get to see my boy Peter, who's the pilot, get some loving. And Hannah gets real angry at someone trying to get a pity rose.
And he's obsessed, she gets the traffic right. And he's obsessed, don't call her Monday night. The president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know.
Now you know.
Don't get her started on Farmer McDonald. Yeah. And he's obsessed, Bachelorette Edition.
Oh, I love him.
She keeps calling me in with that smile.
With that smile.
I think I just kind of stay a while.
Stay a while.
Did he write that song or is that a...
Yeah, he's from Nashville.
He's a singer. He's from Nashville.
Oh, that's the one. Oh.
I'll be your Miss Right Girl.
I can see the three boys doing the move all together when they're singing that song.
Snaps.
And also, thank you for teaching us the word woke this morning.
You're welcome.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.